Hi everyone, this is Christy with the Element Bath and Body, and today I want to talk about doing too much. So the reason I decided to speak on this is because I hear it all the time. Whenever I come home from a long day or I've had a long week and I complain to my husband that I am tired, and that's all I say is just, I'm so tired. He just simply states to me, you're doing too much. So a little background on me. I've been in the barber and hair industry going on 22 years now. August 31st will make 22 years for me in the hair industry. So for most of my adult working life, I have been self-employed. And so in the beginning, I didn't understand that there are seasons to every industry. So you're going to have your seasons that are your busy seasons or peak seasons, if you will. And then you're going to have those, the slower seasons where business kind of, the income slows down and the budget has to get a lot tighter. So having been self-employed for as long as I've been self-employed, I know the seasons. And I know that summer typically is a slower season for hair, the hair industry. And a lot of that revolves around the fact that people may travel, you know, their kids are out of school, which means they're eating everything in the fridge out of boredom. So the grocery bill skyrockets, the utility bills usually skyrockets when the kids are there. Or kids are at summer camps, which is more expensive. Or they're, again, traveling, or they're hosting family that's traveling, which means they're spending more money, again, on food and utilities and maybe activities and sightseeing and things like that. So typically when you have to tighten your budget for whatever reason, you start to remove those things that are not as necessary to your day-to-day functions. And so for most people, hair is one of those things that it's like, I don't have to get it done that often. I just like to go. And so because of that reason, summers have always been pretty slow. We had an atypical summer last year, but for the most part, summers are pretty slow in the hair industry. So about 4 years ago, I was introduced to the mystery shopping industry. I homeschool my son, and I was reading up a homeschool blog, and most homeschool blogs talk a lot about budgeting or curriculum, things of that nature. And this was a budgeting blog, and they mentioned ways to earn extra income because most homeschool families are one income households. So we are a two income household, but still I wanted to make, you know, find ways to make extra money during the slow season in the hair industry, especially because I am nearing the end of my hair career and I've released a lot of my clientele. So mystery shopping is really cool and it works for me. And so I schedule and I work as much or as little as I want. But being self-employed for so long, I am always on the more end of scheduling and instead of the less end. So when I see lots of jobs available in my area, I take as many as I physically think I can take and as many as I think I have time to take in between taking hair clients through the summer time. So I always come home. Well, I don't always, but sometimes I come home and I just complain like, oh, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. And my husband always simply states one line, you're doing too much. And so it is very easy to get into that doing too much mode in business or otherwise. It's easy to commit yourself to things, commit yourself and your time actually to things that are stretching the healthy limits of what you can actually do. So what I have learned over the years is when you spread yourself too thin, when you commit yourself and your time to way too many ventures, too many things at one time, you lose joy. So like with my hair, let's use hair and also the mystery shopping as well. I love both of those industries. They work exceptionally well for me and my personality. So because I love them, I want to do it all the time. And so it's really easy to just say, oh yeah, I can take another client. Oh yeah, I can take a couple of more shops, because they'll call me and be like, hey, we have this in your area. We really need to get it done. Can you get this location done for us? And I'm like, sure, I'll take it, because I thoroughly enjoy the work that I do every day. So it's really easy to take on more than, you know, what you actually can do without losing your joy for it. So eventually you get to a point where you're just like, I don't really want to do this. I'm tired. And you get tired because you've committed yourself to too many things. And so when you lose that joy for the thing that you love, that is a very good indicator that you are doing too much. So if you recognize, or in my case, my husband calls me out on it and says, you're doing too much. When it is made apparent to you and you acknowledge that, yes, I think I am doing too much. I've taken on more than reasonably what I would like to do. And that balance is not there anymore. So when you recognize that, if you correct that behavior, then you're okay. The thing is about creating and maintaining balance with your work, your relationship with your work, your relationship with your mate, your children, yourself, your whatever. The goal is to create balance and maintain balance. So if you correct that, then you're okay. However, it's easy to ignore those internal warnings and external warnings that you're doing too much. It's easy to ignore that I'm so tired, or waking up with mental exhaustion and you've had enough sleep. Those are the internal warnings that you're doing too much. You've spread yourself too thin. You have not taken enough time to rest, to take care of self, to do whatever it is that needs to be done to get that balance back. So if you ignore those warning signs and you continue, you're going to have extended periods. You're extending that lack of joy. You're extending that negative, dreaded feeling. You're extending that. And after a while, that becomes resentment for the very thing that you once loved to do. You once loved to, in my case, do hair or do audits. And I have had times in my career where I just took on way too many clients because everybody swore it was a very important engagement they had to go to. They just had to get their hair done. And I'm like, oh, I can squeeze you in. And then you have people back to back and no breaks for yourself, no breaks for lunch, no breaks just to decompress with all of the socialization you have to do and socializing you have to do. And so when you do that, again, it got to a point where I truly resented hair. I resented going to the shop every day. I resented answering the phone when my clients would call wanting appointments. I resented seeing text messages pop up. And so you have to learn how to balance that. And so one day I was just completely overwhelmed, and I was in a place of resentment for my chosen career, my chosen work, and the work that I loved. I had come to a place to resent it. And then I had to, again, go within myself, stop and heed the warnings that my husband had been trying to tell me for all that time. And I had to go within and say, oh wait, I'm self-employed. Self-employed means I set my own schedule. So if I'm complaining that my schedule is too hectic, that is my own creation. So I had to say, what was my motivation for taking on all of these people? What was my motivation for over-scheduling myself and my time? And it, for me, a lot of hairstylists, it is just simply greed, which is why you have, you know, you walk in and it's you and five other people. For my situation, it's not that actually. I only take one client at a time, and I've done that for probably 20 of the now almost 22 years that I've been in hair, because I'm not greedy. But mine was more of a people-pleasing thing. I wanted my customers to be happy, and I wanted them to be happy with me. And I wanted to make sure that I didn't let anyone down. And I think that was the driving factor behind why I would always overwork myself and schedule people without scheduling a break in between. And so once I recognized that's what it was, and I had to adjust some things. So a few years ago, I started having physical issues because of the so many years of overworking myself. And that lent itself to pain in my shoulders and pinched nerves and carpal tunnel and you name it. And so when I had no choice but to change my schedule and not overwork myself, I realized that your clients will adjust to whatever you say is available. So we will consume whatever is available to us. If more is available, we'll consume more. If less is made available, we will automatically adjust to consume less. And that was what I had to recognize with my clients. When my physical issues, my physical pain and medical health changed to where I had no choice but to limit my schedule, my clients were like, oh, you're not available that day? Oh, you can't get me in that Saturday evening at 7? Okay, well, maybe next week. So this whole time, I had been making up in my head that if I told them, no, I can't squeeze them in for their big event they have coming up that I'm sure they knew about before the day of, that I just knew that I would let them down and they would be so upset. And then I realized, wait, they adapt to whatever I say is available. It's my time. And because I'm self-employed, I can control how much of my time I give in exchange for money, if you will. So once I learned that, then for the most part, I don't consistently overwork myself. Again, being self-employed for as long as I have, knowing the seasons, knowing the seasons of my industry, knowing the seasons and knowing what to expect in those seasons financially, I know how to plan. I know how to schedule my clients. I know physically how long it takes me to complete a client now versus 10 years ago. And so I have adjusted my scheduling according to those changes. So now the challenge is when you are changing careers, which is what I am in the process of now, I was introduced to product making about 10 years ago and soap making 7 years ago. So going into this industry and now looking at this industry as a viable vehicle for the next part of my journey and career, I'm having to learn how, again, to adjust my schedule and not do too much, not take on more than what is realistic for where I am right now. And so, for example, I had a huge opportunity a few months ago to take on lots of private label clients. And I was in my last semester of college. So I was already constrained with my time between school and my internship was already 40 hours a week that I was committed to, on top of still having to homeschool my son, still having to be a mate, still having to be a hairstylist. I completely stopped mystery shops and auditing back in September of last year because I just did not have time and I had no desire because I was exhausted all the time, mostly mentally. So now looking at these opportunities, and it looked like a great opportunity, and you know, all of the other stuff that came with it, the financial stability. And I really pushed myself to commit to doing the private label agreements and contracts and get into that world. But the more I got into that world, the more I realized I was losing the joy that I have for soaping and soap making and product making and creation in general. I was losing my joy. And on top of that, I was losing myself. So you lose your mental stability when you do too much, when you commit yourself and your time and your energy to something that is beyond what is healthy for where you are right now. Not where you could be, not where you want to be, not where the potential is. You have to schedule your time, use your energy for what you have available right now that you can give. And I had a very finite amount of energy to commit to taking on new business ventures and new client communications and contracts of things of that nature. So by trying to force it, I almost lost myself. So, and you lose ambition, you lose the desire to even create. And that's a horrible place to be in. I have been creative since I can even remember, since I actually have memories. I've always been a creative child. And to be in a place where I have forced myself into these situations that have sucked the entire joy out of creation was a scary place to be in, because I would not want to see my life. I cannot envision my life without being creative in some force, even if it's just for personal enrichment or my own personal enlightenment, my joy. I can't see myself without being creative. So I had to, again, return to myself. You get those warning signs and we ignore them sometimes. And so I had to stop and meditate on what is it that I really want? What is it that, you know, I really want to see? What is it that I want to have happen? And is that something that is reasonable for where I am right now? And so it wasn't. So I left it alone and I respectfully bowed out of that situation. And then fast forward a few months later, you know, just a month or so ago, or maybe not even a month ago, I had another huge opportunity for my business, a huge opportunity for wholesaling contracts. And that is actually where I want to see my business go. But at this point in time, that is not where we are. We do not have the resources, nor do we have the stock to commit to those type of commitments and contracts at this time. However, that opportunity will be available again in 6 months. Maybe in 6 months, I will be there. The company will be there. But as of right now, we're not there. And so, again, I was so worried about letting someone down that I was afraid to just be honest with the event coordinator that my business is not there yet. And I had to, again, visit that place in myself and be like, well, what are you worried about? If you know that's what's for you, you don't worry about the how. You just know that's where I'm going to be. And don't do too much. Don't sign up for too much. Don't agree to too much. And so I messaged the scheduler, the organizer back, and just let her know right now, that is not where my business is. I would love for that opportunity to be available again if I have that chance, if that is still an option. But as of right now, knowing where I am mentally, knowing where my business is, knowing what would be required in a very short amount of time, knowing that that would remove the joy from the thing that I love doing, which is create, that is not the path for me to go on. That is not what I'm supposed to be doing. So I sent that message and explained those things. And she was very understanding and said, okay, I'll contact you before the January show. And I was like, cool, it was that simple. So in closing, I just want to encourage you that you have to know yourself. If you're in business, know your business. Know what your goals are for your business. Know physically what you can and cannot do. Know your limitations. The limitations are important. They are not the end. They are not the thing that defines your business. But they are things that need to be taken in consideration when planning and committing yourself, your time, your energy, your business to things. So again, I have to take the advice of my husband heed the warning of my husband when he was telling me, I'm doing too much. You have to learn how to be present in what is right now and not overburden yourself with what could be, what should be, what possibly, what everyone else tells you you should be. Don't do too much. Do what is necessary for you right now. And that way you don't lose your joy in everyday things. You don't lose the joy in your life. And you don't lose the thing that makes you you. Because I guarantee if you are doing a job that you absolutely adore, that shines through, that radiates, that is transferred and translated to your clients, to your customers. They see it, they feel it when they come around you. But when you get to a place where you are overworking yourself and you lose that joy, they can feel that as well. And they will call you on it. My customers will call me on it. I had a really, low energy day the other day. And the first thing she was like, are you okay? Are you sick? Is something wrong? So people recognize when you love what you do and they recognize when you don't. So make sure that when you are scheduling things for yourself and your business, that you don't do too much. Thanks for listening. Have a great week.